But let me try and bring in talent. He's the newly elected provincial secretary of the ANC Youth League. Joins us in conversation. And yeah, we want to congratulate them in the Congress itself, or in Konfa, as you know, we know it. And we want to wish them well in their tenure. But also, we've got questions since emanated from the conference itself. My brother, good evening. Thank you so much for making time.
Good evening, my brother, and good evening to the young people of the province and the listeners at home.
How was the ANC conference that elected you? Your honest reflections of the conference?
It was a very successful congress, the 13th Provincial Congress. It's managed to successfully conclude its business. You would understand that a congress is not only to join Mobusuit and Gompa, it's not only to elect the leadership, but also is to engage on the state of the organization, is also to engage on the internal matters of the organization, also reflect the relevance of the organization in the society, and also to give mandate to the elected leadership on the activities that need to be done post the Congress. To me, all the processes were followed to sit this Congress. There was an attempt to interdict the Congress. We received letters from the attorneys, but all the disputes, the complaints were attended to from the structures, from the lower structures up until the NDCA, which is the highest structure, the national structure of the Youth League. So there is nothing sinister that was practiced. Otherwise, maybe that interdict would have been successful. So from our side, all the processes were followed. And we managed to fit a successful Congress.
Yeah. Let's talk about those sides. I mean, you'd correct me if I'm mistaken. Leading up to the conference itself, you were part of the PTT, right? That's the Provincial Task Team that were mandated to actually convene the conference itself. And subsequently, you emerged as one of the leaders, in fact, the cohort of leaders that emanated from that. Let's talk about the processes itself, because you say everything was followed to the T. On Wednesday, when I spoke to the spokesperson of the PTT at the time, there was no forensic or preliminary report at the time, and he was not aware of how many people are going to grace the conference. At which point, from Wednesday till Friday, did you knew how many people were? And was there a proper verification of the persons or people that were going to be part of the conference, that these are the very same people that were sent by the branches?
Okay, maybe let me take you through the process, my brother. We are the membership-based organization as the ANC Youth League. The process would start with recruitment, which was done quite early. And then young people from the ages of 14 would apply to be members of the ANC Youth League. And those that are above the age of 18 would also apply to be members of the ANC itself. Then from there will be payments that will be made for that membership. Then they will be screened, and then post that they will then, the branch either coordinator or the secretary will then consolidate and submit it to the region. Then the region would then work with the branches. The branches would then update the region whether they are ready to fit their annual general meetings, so that they can elect their leadership themselves at grassroots level. Also, remember, these upper structures are always mandated by the branches themselves on what should be advocated by the Youth League at the particular time. So the policy proposals of the Youth League, they always come from the grassroots level. So those annual general meetings, they debate all those issues. They also select the delegate that will be representing the views of the branch at a Congress, either at regional level or at provincial level. So if there are disputes in case maybe there are those that are not satisfied that the constitution, the guidelines were followed thoroughly, they are the ones to write to the upper structures so that the upper structures could assess the situation, could assess the allegations, and then take action. So all of that was done. And then post that, it's induction, because you can't take people to a Congress that do not know the organization they want to serve or what it stands for, its ideological alignment and its history. So other than that, there was the establishment of some branches, and then the process, once it's concluded, then there is a process we call auditing, now which is now assessing, it's a further screening by the national who then now submit all these membership forms, and then they assess whether they were paid, they assess whether the declaration is signed, because it's easy for the membership to be registered as invalid. So the branch is qualified, and then the process is took long at some point, but the spokesperson was not at liberty to disclose internal matters, more especially on the numbers, because you'd understand that there will be a preliminary report that still has to undergo through the processes of the organization. It has to move from the, remember, the audit team is an outsourced team. It has to be processed by the SGO, and then the SGO would then communicate with the province and the regions that invite then these delegates. Remember, there are people that would have applied, the branches that would have applied that they want to participate, but if those branches are disqualified to participate because their membership is not more than 101 or whatever circumstance or the reason or factor that might jeopardize them to participate, then it will be communicated with them that you do not qualify. Mm-hmm. These are only delegates that will be invited representing these branches. So the threshold of the outcome of that audit was communicated by the SGO at a reasonable time that we have reached a threshold of 70% to sit the provincial congress.
Yeah.
Then we were able to communicate with branches a delegate to come to the congress. The
next but Talen, when was that?
On the 14th. On the 14th.
On the 14th?
Yes.
Okay, so by Wednesday, leading up to the conference, if people were informed, why did even the spokesperson at the time been able to communicate that, oh, we're anticipating this number of people? So let's also talk about these bogus delegates, because there's...
You know, maybe let me start here, my brother.
Okay, sure.
We were the task team. The only structure that was legitimate to engage about the numbers,
yeah,
the actual numbers, it was only the national. And at that particular point, they were still processing. Remember, it has to be further processed, and then it's the SGO to communicate. Then the SGO communicated at a reasonable time. So I don't appreciate those allegations.
Yeah, but they're not coming from me, my brother. Yeah, so, but also I'm reliably informed that there were delegates that came into the conference who claimed to represent wards and branches that did not exist. And yeah, what becomes your view in that? Because I'm trying to find the clip that my producer has loaded here of one individual who says they are from what deity of Nkomazi, and of which many who are even coming from Nkomazi have said to us, there's no such a ward in Nkomazi. Take a listen.
Thank you very much, Chair. My name is Neo Rakgalakane, from Ehlanzeni, the chairperson of Wateti in Nkomazi.
Apparently, there's no Wateti in Nkomazi. Then how did this delegate get in?
I wish you had prepared me for that particular question, because I would have gone through the what you call the what you call the audit report.
Yeah.
But I can tell you now, my brother, that the audit team was the outsourced team, and the national was there to observe. The people were screened. If you can tell, there were people that were outside the venue that we had to provide food for them because they did not qualify, or when they were screened, they were not qualifying to be delegates. Mm. That tells you that we were honest with our processes. There are people that were turned back. We had to find accommodation for them because they were already around, but yeah, they were not allowed to come to the venue. So about that, I would not confirm or confirm, because I do not have an audit report with me.
Sure.
Right now. I have prepared it. But I can tell you that there is no one who came into that house without further screening. Even at the gate, the security was very tight. So I would not agree or disagree with something that I do not know of.
Yeah. What becomes then the plans of the ANC Youth League, mainly the 13th leadership of the ANC Youth League? What, you know, what would saturate your term as a collective?
Oh, okay. That's a good question, my friend. Look, the ANC Youth League, as it has been mandated by the branches, the current leadership is mandated to resuscitate the hope of young people of the province, to activate the activism of young people in the province. You know, young people are frustrated out there. They're unemployed. They're locked out of economy. They are not having an access to livelihood. Their businesses, those that are starting small businesses, are collapsing, my brother. So young people are frustrated. So young people now, they should know that they are the one that they've been waiting for. They have no more tears to shed. they must stand up and fight for themselves. So the first thing first is that we need to implement campaigns and mass mobilization programs that will respond to the issues of young people. And we invite young people of this province from all corners of this province and different organizations out there, that they must come to the party and respond to their challenges the best way they can. So that's the point number one. Point number two, we have a responsibility to build the capacity within the organization to achieve a development programs and also build a leadership, because we remember that the ANC clique is the ANC clique of the ANC. So we're the preparatory school of the ANC. So we have to grow the organization so that we can grow the electoral support of the ANC in the province. But we will also, my brother, most important, invest in that research to inform our policy proposals. We would be the ANC clique that would be writing interpellations in the normal way we say petitions on different policy areas. The number one first is the education. You have invested so much here that is not providing the curriculum that responds to the economic needs of our province. You have abandoned colleges, Elijah Mango, Marapiane College, Mkwenye College. Those buildings are being destroyed. We want the education department to come and investigate, make a feasibility study to track if we can amalgamate this and make it one university like the UJ, the with other polytechnic conservatory in Gauteng. Sure. We also want to revive the scholarships. They used to be in Mpumalanga, bursary and all those things. So we need to look into that. So we also want a government not to only have a premier's fund, but all departments must set aside budget for SMEs. There must be some kind of entrepreneurial support. On youth development, we would want these what we call youth desk to shift from being youth desk and be independent youth directory unit, so that they can be a budget for youth development. It must not be out of discretion of a mayor to invest in youth development, but it must be a mandate, and the mayor must account if they're not investing in youth development and skill development.
Sure.
But we also want to focus on skill development, so that there must be internships through CETAs to upskill young people. But also, we want government to invest in youth-owned spaza shop. We have seen the food poisoning out there, so we are very clear on those matters.
Yeah.
But also, to combat lawlessness in our province, the gangsterism, the gun violence, we've seen young people terminate the future of this country, killing each other every day. That ought to stop. So there are many policy areas we'll be focusing at, but the long and short of it is that we'll be championing all the socio-economic needs of our young people in the province.
Without a doubt, yeah. My brother, I wish you well with the cohort of leaders that you'd be leading with. In fact, we had also equally anticipated that we'll be talking to the chairperson, but thank you so much for making yourself available, and I suppose you become the engine then of the ANC Youth League as the provincial secretary, and we wish you well. We hope to work with you in many other counts where we bring about accountability and also try and give you, you know, a platform for you to air the concerns of young people. All the best in the work that you'd be doing.
It's to the young people of the province. We are on our own as young people. We only have ourselves to rely on. Thank you very much for the opportunity, my partner.
Really appreciate it. That's Talente Ndebele talking to us this evening around obviously the 13th ANC Youth League Provincial Conference.